perfect storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. If you head over to MorningstarsTale.com, you'll find tonight's monologue, which is entitled Endgame of the Great Reset, Replacing Humans with 3D Avatars. But first, Mike, when you get a chance, I know coming at you real quick on this one, but if you've got that clip from Anal Schwab, I think it'll set the table pretty well.
I think one lesson which we take out of this crisis is this notion of mutual interdependence. Because even as individuals, we had to take care not to infect someone else and not to be infected. And the same we have to apply now on a global level. As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe. I think
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, as you can tell, English is not his first language. So there you go. Anal Schwab is basically saying, you got to get the jab or we're all going to die. Which is a lie, a deception. The end game of the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, replacing humans with 3D avatars. Sounds insane. How are they going to do it? The word is called Claytronics. Claytronics merges nanoscale robotics and CATOMS, CATOMS, to theoretically create 3D tangible objects having the ability to interact with human beings. This also ties in to Mark Zuckerberg and his renaming of the company to Meta. This is all about transhumanism. A CATOM, C-A-T-O-M, is a computerized atom, and it is the fuel of programmable matter, a material capable of assuming any predetermined shape and morph into any other form upon command. CATOMs could conceivably assemble copies of a single human being to be present at multiple venues at the same time. They call it telepresence. A replica of the original person can communicate as the data transfer travels between the person and the remote location. This is different than a hologram. This is a tangible reproduction of a human being. But not really. A 3D Claytronic version of yourself that could appear in front of you, giving you a handshake or even a hug. Project Personal Artificial Intelligence, it's called PAI, was created on the idea that every human being should possess their own digital 3D avatar. This is what Anal Schwab is all about. It's not about getting everyone vaccinated. It's about this, obtaining eternal life apart from God. All professional and personal endeavors would be done by your digital 3D avatar. According to PAI, Project Personal Artificial Intelligence, the focal point of all the interactions on the PAI backbone are intelligent 3D avatars that look, talk, behave just like their human counterparts, made from digital profiles of the user's online behavior. For example, celebrities and musicians could entertain in multiple venues on the same day. You could be present in a social media conversation even when you're not. Imagine getting paid for a job you never work. As a virtual assistant, your 3D avatar could function as your personal secretary. No need to ever answer the phone or respond to a text or email again. That's what your replica is for. Straight out of Blade Runner. In order for PAI to be implemented, the radical shift in the current world paradigm would have to occur. Although the idea of having a personal 3D avatar would be appealing to the technocratic elite, I suspect most would prefer to remain the original autonomous version of themselves. I know I would. But just as the case with the vaccines, the buyer of personal artificial intelligence, they'll be the governments of the world, not the people. Just like the governments have bought the vaccines, not the people. They just use the people's money. Currently, the established democratic world order isn't interested in 3D avatars. However, the technocratic world is very interested and intrigued with the thought of replacing humans with a digital replica. which could be modified to obey all commands. Enter the Great Reset and Anil Schwab. He's the founder, executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, the International Organization for Public-Private Cooperation. Schwab is the founder of the WEF all the way back to 71. He's the author of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, also an engineer and economist holding doctorates in both disciplines. Even though he's evil, he's pretty damn smart. World Economic Forum employs over 700 people with its headquarters in Geneva, additional offices in New York, San Francisco, Beijing, and Tokyo. For this particular discussion, I want to focus on the practical and spiritual esoteric aspects of Anil Schwab and the ultimate goal of replacing a human being with an avatar. Recently, Schwab was famously quoted as saying, "The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. This is the Great Reset." The Great Reset is this, the avatars, a new social contract that ties you through an electronic ID linked to your bank account and health records and a social credit ID that will dictate every facet of your life. While the COVID pandemic is being used as a justification for the Great Reset movement, the agenda has nothing to do with health and everything to do with long-term plans to monitor and control the world through digital surveillance and AI. The Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution are rebranded terms for technocracy and the old New World Order melded with the transhumanist movement. Technocracy is the economic system of resource allocation that revolves around technology, in particular AI, digital surveillance, big data collection, and the digitization of industries and governments, which in turn allow for the automation of social engineering. I know it gets pretty deep, but this is what they're doing. It has nothing to do with vaccines. From an esoteric point of view, Anil Schwab will sometimes wear the occultic robe. I don't know if you've seen it, when he gives a lecture. In addition to the nine-pointed star on his robe, there's one on the podium he speaks from. This is the Star of Ishtar, also known as an Enneagram, a symbol representing the fusion of all that is and used for the pursuit of knowledge and cosmic deities. The Enneagram is also a study of the good and bad side of people, which seeks to achieve the mental equilibrium without the interference of God. They have declared a war against God. They say he doesn't exist, but they know he does, but they've declared war on him. The triangle of Freemasonry, combined with the pentacle forms of the Enneagram, represents what they call the Satanic Trinity. And Freemasonry is partnering with Baha'i faith. This is a modern religion proposing that all the world's people and faiths are the same and should unite into a one-world religion. So every strategic position within the UN is occupied by someone who belongs to one of these occultic religions. Another icon on Anil Schwab's robe and the podium is a bull with a cross positioned between its horns. This is symbolic of the mystery religion called Murthaism. Murthas are known as Sol Invictus, the unconquered sun, also known as the pagan sun god Ra. Also displayed on Schwab's podium are the Latin words Sentia Intium Victus, which means knowledge of immense power. This is Gnosticism, the occultic belief that knowledge will lead to enlightenment, eternal life apart from the God of the Bible. Anil Schwab is also a transhumanist. His technocratic ambitions could have a direct connection to fellow transhumanist Elon Musk and his development of Neuralink, a brain interface machine connecting AI. Actually, Schwab once said the end of the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to the fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identities. That's transhumanism. The future technocracy is going to involve a two-class system, the ruling technocratic elite and the 3D avatar serfs who replace the human counterparts. I realize what I just read sounds like an episode or script out of Black Mirror, but it's what I believe the end game is. the end game of the Great Reset, replacing humans with 3D avatars. You can find that entire article at morningstarstale.com. And I've been a busy bee the last few days, especially over the weekend. I've loaded 4 articles in just the last 4 days. The other ones are Northern Lights Emanate from the Black Sun, From Beneath the Flat Earth, Injection Intention, Building a Bitcoin Blockchain in the Body. And then I've got a clip from Russ Dizdar. It's not just about buying the book. If you head over to morningstarstale.com, you can read the blogs for free. See how nice I am? I know. He's such a nice guy. Let's kind of go through some of these articles. Oh, you know what, Mike? Remember when I warned you about Stormy being outside and then she would start barking to come inside? She's barking. So, yeah, there you go. I'll be right back. Going to happen. About 8:45, I said to her, "You want to go outside?" And she just looked at me like, "Nah." 5 minutes till 9. "Yeah, now." "Really? Now?" The problem is, I can't get a dog door because she likes to lay in a pile of dirt. And if I don't wipe all the dirt off every time, she's just going to coat the house with dirt.
That it doesn't work for me.
Let me see if I can get her to get involved with the show since she already wrecked it. Hey, Stormy. This is from YouTube. Okay, I'm going to pull it away. What you're going to hear next is live. What you doing? Come here. You already ruined the show.
I'm telling you, fellas, you're going to want that cowbell on the track.
Yesterday, we're taking a walk, and I told you about this demon dog, this little 3-pound dog from the bowels of hell. Every time we walk by this guy's house, he's a white dude with a Black Lives Matter sign. Every time we walk by his house, this little demon dog is just screaming at us, and we ignore her. Last night, for whatever reason, the dog got out of its cage or fence pen and was running around like a maniac. And I'm not even close to their house. I'm on the other side of the street. And this little demon dog runs right up to Stormy and is just showing her fangs like she's ready to attack. And I'm looking at the dog thinking, are you out of your mind? All I have to do is unhitch this leash and we're going to have to find a place to bury you. And Stormy's looking at me and while she's pulling on the leash, because she's an ex-racer, so she's very competitive. And when she feels threatened, she goes ballistic. And she's pulling on the leash and she's just looking at me like, oh, please, just let me kill her. I promise I'll make it quick. And the thought occurred to me, yeah, let's do it.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
But I didn't do it. And the guy who owned the dog came up and said something. I ignored him and just said hello and kept walking. Anyway, went to go see Dune today. Finally. The realization that this is the first movie I've seen in 4 years in a movie theater hit me like a ton of bricks. The last movie I saw in a movie theater was Blade Runner 2049, which was directed by Denis Villeneuve. The movie I saw today, Dune, also directed by Denis Villeneuve. I was so excited to finally see this movie and was actually kind of disappointed. It was only me and one other guy in the theater, so I had plenty of room to stretch out. The movie had a decent pace to it. The special effects are incredible. It had a good storyline, but it seemed to fall apart at the end. It was like it was not going anywhere. And it was the same thing with Villeneuve's interpretation of Blade Runner 2049. Yeah, I know Harrison Ford was reunited with his daughter, but in this movie, it seemed like we went a long way to go nowhere. I don't know how else to explain it. I enjoyed the movie. I can't imagine watching it again or buying the DVD. There was a lot of effort put into it. As I mentioned, the special effects were outstanding. Then when the movie ends, I'm having a senior moment. Mind you, there's only two of us in the theater. I get up, and the realization that my wallet is missing. I start putting my hands in my pocket, and where is my wallet? I remember going to the restroom twice during the movie because I'm 64. And it's not that I went in the theater. I went to the restroom. Just want to clarify. Did I need to clarify that? What are you doing over there? Oh, you don't want to know. So I'm standing there and the end credits are playing and this is loud and there's nobody in the theater but me and I can't concentrate. So I'm looking up at the projectionist and I'm going, turn it down. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm becoming my father. Ah, turn it down. And I'm on the floor where all the popcorn juice and sticky candy ends up. And I'm crawling on the floor under the seats because I forget which seat I sat in. And I'm looking frantically for this wallet, which contains my life. And I can't find it. Finally, I start pulling up all the armrests on the entire row, and nestled perfectly between two seats on the armrest, which was the width of the wallet, is the wallet strategically, perfectly placed. I was so thankful all the way home. Mucho gratitude. These moments are coming closer and closer and closer. The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
An email from a listener. He writes in, "You and the other guy in the theater hold hands?" I wrote back, "Yes, we did. We're registered at Target." Oh, look at that. I spelled Target wrong. I don't know. Let me write Target. All right, there we go. Man, the OCD is really kicking in bad tonight. I don't know what's going on. Oh, here's another one. Let's pop it in. Hey, Don, I heard the new Dune movie is really part one, and there's an expected part two coming in the future. Delayed on seeing this movie until I heard reviews from you and some other people. Probably won't rush to see it now. I think I'll just watch the old one again this week.
You've got mail.
It was a good movie. It just didn't go anywhere, and it is a two-parter. All through the movie, the main character keeps dreaming about this woman who's really hot. She's a desert rat. He finally meets her with 5 minutes left in the movie, and then nothing happens, except he kills some guy, and now she likes him. It just kind of was annoying. Oh! Here's something really weird. The villain in the movie is this big fat dude like Marlon Brando, and he ascends off his throne and is this huge gut, fat. But in one scene, it appears that he died, but he didn't, and they revived him with wait for it, black goo. You see a scene where they're pouring jars of black goo into this massive tub. And eventually he surfaces, no hair, completely bald, and covered in black goo. There were aspects of the movie that were really cool. But overall, it didn't go anywhere. And then they've got a part two. It's all about spice. This is the ingredient everyone wants. It fuels the spaceships. It is an elixir that can extend life. It reminded me a little bit of the Philosopher's Stone, that elusive element that could give people eternal life. So on one hand, it's used to fuel this intergalactic travel, and yet it also can invigorate the human body. It lays on top of the sand of this desert planet, and it's harvested by these machines. The problem is the machines make noise, which irritate these big worms, which tend to eat the machines and kill everyone. And in the interim, the entire planet is inhabited by this hostile militant group who eventually entraps another group. But I didn't really know anything about the movie or Dune. What's the guy's name? Frank Hubbard? The dude who wrote Dude. No, the dude who wrote Dune. But anyway, yeah, so if you want to go see it, it's kind of like Blade Runner 2049. I was all jacked up to see that too. And after watching it, I thought I could have cut 45 minutes out of that movie and made it much more entertaining and watchable. I got the same impression with Dune. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes long. I went in at 11:45. I think they started the movie about noon. I didn't get out till almost 3 o'clock. It's a long, long movie. And it doesn't really go anywhere. Think of it as this radio show, but 3 times longer. No point, not really going anywhere, no resolution, and there's always a part two.
You think you're tough, you're about to get it.
Or as we call it, Tuesday. Did you see Biden knock off?
Stop lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now.
Not knock off, nod off. He fell asleep. Biden... Oh, wait, got to start over. Slippers appeared to nod off at a climate conference. President Slippers crammed a little shut-eye in before his international address today, appearing to fall asleep during an opening remark of the climate change conference in Scotland. At one point, Biden closed his eyes, damn it, Slippers, for 22 seconds before an aide approached and roused him. Before that, he had his eyes closed for about 7 seconds, opening them and then nodding back off. He appeared to doze off while listening to some dude named Eddie Napu, a disability rights activist. Maybe that's a disability. Staying awake.
No
narcolepsy.
We'll be safe.
The perfect storm.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Of my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
Steelers Wheel, stuck in the middle with you. I reached a point where I'm losing interest in vaccine stories, and that's all there is. So I'm just going to kind of go through them quicker than I normally would. I think that would be more entertaining. I know I would like to just get through it, as Mike would say, like a dental appointment. Barcelona soccer star who pushed COVID vax on kids collapses on field, diagnosed with heart disorder. Goal! Press Secretary Jen Psaki tests positive for COVID. She got both jabs?
One, she got, 2, 3, 4.
She got COVID? You think maybe she got it from the vaccine? No. What are you, conspiracy theorists?
Yay!
Sorry. John Bon Jovi tests positive for breakthrough COVID. If everyone's getting COVID, when is it no longer breakthrough COVID?
You buy Pfizer.
He canceled a concert in Miami Beach just before going on stage. So let me see. Get both jabs? Yeah. Think maybe that's the reason he got COVID? No. What are you, conspiracy theorists? The good news about Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, not playing in Miami the other night is that he didn't perform. That's good. If you like Bon Jovi, I really need you to stop listening to this show. I can't broadcast this show to anybody that thinks Bon Jovi is good. You want proof? This is from You Give Love a Bad Name. Shot through the heart and you're to blame. Darling, you give love a bad name. An angel's smile is what you sell. You promise me heaven, then put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Oh, you're a loaded gun, yeah, and there's nowhere to run. No one shall save. The damage is done. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. You give love a bad name. Hey, you give love a bad name. If you like that song and you like Bon Jovi, you really need to stop listening to the show. I cannot broadcast knowing that somebody out there likes Bon Jovi.
Ouch! Ouch!
Thank you. And now we move on to a guy who unfortunately passed on a couple weeks ago. If you'll remember, Rob Skiba, Russ Dizdar. He goes way down the rabbit hole. He has gotten involved in Deliverance and also SRA. Let's give it a listen. This is Russ Dizdar.
You have no idea how many. You have no idea what's coming. We smell Christian blood. We are waiting for our day. And when the call is given, millions of us will be released. And they looked at me and said, you believe in revivals and you believe in Pentecost and the power of God. You believe in all that. We believe in the Black Awakening. So I look at you or I look here?
It's up to you.
Okay.
So, all right. What is the Black Awakening?
It's related to the Red Horse Prophecy in Revelation. It's related to 2 Thessalonians 2 when it says about the day of the Lord, the parousia. That day will not occur until the apocalypse of the Antichrist and the apostasia of the word rebellion or revolt. That's all really defined in the prophecy of the Red Horse. But here's where the term came from and why I used it purposely. When I started dealing with ritually abused individuals, then we dealt with military-oriented, highly trained, you know, programmed shooters and assassins inside of them. When we began to deal with them, I dealt with someone from Fort Bragg for quite a while and a few others. We're sitting in a lake, Conneaut Lake, they reached over and ripped open my shirt to see if I was wired, if I was wiring and recording them. And they were the most sophisticated satanic warrior type person. They knew 5-6 languages. They knew the ancient twilight languages. They knew how to conjure. They knew how to use Belteshari, Okwam, all these old Pictish languages of the Druids to summon. They are the real Luciferian. They've been through many human sacrificial things. So they sat there to tell me some of those things, what they've been involved with, how they sacrifice a human. I'm listening to all this stuff from them. And then they said to me, "You have no idea, Russ, how many of us there are out there. How many satanic they use the term chosen ones. You have no idea how many. You have no idea what's coming. We smell Christian blood. We are waiting for our day. And when the call is given, millions of us will be released." And they looked at me and said, "You believe in revivals and you believe in Pentecost and the power of God. You believe in all that. We believe in the Black Awakening, a multi-continental release of power to activate the program demonized, where they've weaponized the demonic powers to these super soldiers."
Are they waiting for a specific time to unleash their power?
Yeah, they are, because they have to do it at the moment the Antichrist is, like you read in 2 Thessalonians 2, that it's caught the echo, the restrainer is holding back the apocalypse of the Antichrist, the unveiling in his movement. So right now he's held restrained. Soon as he who restrains is removed, soon as that occurs, we have White Horse, the release of the Antichrist. Instantly, we have the release of the red. It says the whole earth. Irene, peace is taken from the whole earth. And all of a sudden, it doesn't give the details, but all of a sudden, on a global scale, people are released to begin to, and the Greek word is svadzo, slaughter, begin to slaughter people. It's used of animal ritual butchery, to begin to slaughter individuals. That's exactly how they defined it to me back in the 90s. And we've heard this again and again and again. So that scenario fits the Masonic version of chaos before a new order. It fits Father Meridon from the Cathedral of the Black Goat, you know, his book, The Devil's Bible. It fits that scenario too. So some of the oldest, darkest occultists, the idea of chaos first, a collapsing of everything so that a new order could rise, that's all by design. And we've been given the heads up in prophecy, but all prophecy has boots on the ground. It'll all, you know, eventually happen. So I do believe that millions and millions of these trained, programmed, altered, demonized super soldiers, whether we want to say it or not, they believe they're being raised to help bring the Antichrist in. When I was in England just a few months ago, their top guy that deals with SRA, Wilfred Wong, 25 years. So first time I meet him, I pull him aside and I said, "Listen, you've been doing this 25 years, yeah?" I said, "You know all about programming and demons, all that?" "Yes." I looked right at him and I said, "Wilfred, why are they here in England?" Instantly, he said, "They are here to collapse our government. They are here to help bring in and usher in the Antichrist in a new order." He already knew. That's true in Germany when we were in Germany, when we went to Wadelsburg Castle. That's true in Poland when we went there. That's true in Switzerland. It's true in Canada. So when we talk about our research in 38 years worldwide, there may be well over 100 million generations of them. And if even half, or even if 10% were intact, like say the United States, remember the shooter in Vegas? Look what he did. Look what that guy did. Okay, notice what would happen if 10,000 of them, or like Colorado Holmes, or like Jared in Arizona, what if 10,000 of them were released in 1 week? That's their plot and plan, and biblical prophecies ahead of that to say, here is what is going to happen, and from that, a global monetary collapse, and from that, that's all that chaos is coming. So Revelation 13, a whole new order with the Antichrist can come.
Wow. It's scary stuff.
Yeah. Can be. It's scary for the world. For
yeah,
us.
For us, yeah.
We know well, no matter what. Yeah.
Bolden with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. So next question. It's a two-part question. First part, does SRA exist? And if so, how prevalent is it in society today?
Yeah, satanic ritual abuse, and I could say it this way, it not only exists, satanic ritual abuse is inseparably connected to multiple personality disorder. All of society knows since the late 70s, and even DSM-3, DSM-4, those are the diagnostic manuals for psychology. They all know that all of a sudden, multiplicity started showing up everywhere. They call it DID now. So the secular world, they're registering, you know, millions coming in for diagnosis on that. Now, they don't know how to handle the satanic side. So I'm going to tell you just straight out, after 38 years of dealing with it, not only is SRA real here in the United States, that there are millions of victims by design, that there's now generations of them. We deal with 65 and 70-year-olds. They're the first generation. Then we go to 40-year-olds and 20-year-olds. I got 8-year-olds and 12-year-olds we're dealing with. Because if you don't stop this somewhere, they do it to the next generation. That's by design. That's the way it's supposed to be for them. So, but it occurs in selection. It's generational. It caused you to, and it's simply to say that they bring a lot of trauma to the child to cause split in personality so that they can demonize and or begin to program. You're going to be a witch. You're going to be a conjurer. You're going to be a program shooter. All kinds of these things happen. And then they're raised in that system, and they're raised to keep all of that hidden down and just have kind of little Joey up or little Sally up, and they may not know until they're 15, 16, they may not know what's inside them till later on. But millions have already showed up at psych wards all across America since the late 70s to this day. We look at a child and automatically, we're going to protect them, save them, guard them, whatever it takes. They look at a child, they'd eat it alive, they'd destroy it, they'd torture it. You got to remember, that's their nature. And so, if they could show more of their nature to a defenseless child, they love that. That's why some rituals are called demon revels or satanic revels. The younger the child, here's exactly what dark undergrounders have said to me, the younger, the better. And we never kill them right away. We prolong the torture. Why? Because we have to raise the energies, the terror, the fear, and then little by little letting some blood out, because blood is the, and all that torment, it's like, think in terms of rats and garbage. Smelly old garbage draws the rats. A ritual with all that torture, with all that pain, ultimately prescribed by the demons in the first place, it draws them. And once they begin to open the blood gate, that's what they attach to in the context ritual. Then when a child or a human is killed, that's when the demons are released to the practitioners. So it's all about their unsatiable hatred of God. Anything they can do to harm humanity, harm innocence, as an attack on God in a sense, there's no question... In their nature, they don't shed a tear. They don't have any mercy. So they'll harm, and they love that as part of the entrance to come into the side. Here's the other side of it. We've been to Canada, Scotland, Geneva, Switzerland, Germany, Poland. They're all over there. We just got back from Scotland, UK, and we met one of the guys there, one of the leaders in the whole nation on the subject, and same issue. It stems from the original Nazis creating a master race. Wherever the Nazis went in the early 50s, rat lines all around the planet, wherever you see them going to escape, then you see the rise of SRA. So we need to rename this. SRA, that's the tools to hammer this in and to augment these people and to bring the demonization and to create them. But really, it is part of the master race development that started back in the late 30s. And Himmler's goal was to create 200 million of them. That was his stated goal. We'll be right back.
Thank you. For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.